Welcome to this episode of Gaganunidida Ojibwe Stories. We are sitting today with Mr. Justin Bogie from the Lac La Croix Reserve in Ontario, Canada. Justin was recently one of the featured storytellers at the third annual Storytelling Extravaganza at the University of Minnesota Duluth, sponsored by the Anishinaabe Students Organization. Justin was able to share with us in his presentation about the different stages of Anishinaabe life, as well as the varied rites of passage that we go through in fulfilling the work that we were spiritually given to do. Today, Justin is sitting down with us to talk a little further about Anishinaabe life, as well as the varied kinds of helpers that have been given to Anishinaabe to help guide that work in this physical place. So we welcome Justin here today, and we will invite him to share a little bit about who he is, where he comes from, and the work that he does for his people in the area where he's from. So, bonjour, welcome, Justin.
Bonjour, Brian. My Anishinaabe name is Meskoigabo, and my clan is Makwa. I was raised out of Lac La Croix. It was an isolated community there for some time till almost the late 90s and 1990s sometimes, where we came out of isolation, and then we're the only isolated community in the area, never mind the whole Treaty 3 area. We call the area Treaty 3. And our language also was an old language that we spoke. The language, the words that our elders spoke was very original, and a lot of our stories that we talk about, like, you know, even the area itself, like if you look at Lac La Croix, you go to this warrior hell, and the rock paintings of Masinapkiniganan, we call it, Masinapkiniganan, it's a... When some elders came there, I brought some elders there in 1981 or 82 when I was a chief. I was a young chief there, and I brought some elders from other communities there. And these elders would tell me that, you know, this place is a very historical place. It hits the center of North America. And this one elder said that a lot of the areas features the beginning of our stories. The stories that we tell, like the painted rocks itself, well, they talk about the area where Omashuz is one of the people we talk about from way back. Anyway, he had his son-in-law he didn't like very much, and he wanted some way to get rid of him. And what he did was he took him up this Warrior Hill, we call Warrior Hill. And Warrior Hill has a history itself where it was used for other things also during the Sioux and Ojibwe War. The Ojibwe people, when they captured our Sioux friends, to release them, they had to run up there and run down. And it's such a challenging thing to do, and how the Sioux ever done that, they must have been in quite a shape, you know, good shape to be able to do that. Anyway, the story of that hill is Omashuz convinced his son-in-law to slide, and he says, but you know what, I have to tie you up because it's the only way that I think we can do this right, to slide down that hill, and you can go really fast. So his son-in-law agreed to that, and so he tied him up, and he made sure that sleigh would sink to the bottom of that, would go through that. When he went down the bottom, he would sink also. So he got him tied up, and when he slid down there, he went under. He went in the water. And then Omashuz was really happy, and he says, you know what? Misa we kejin kazo na nyakiyung. meaning that this is what you're going to be called now for till the end of time, mm-hmm. till the world, wherever it's going to go from here. Your name shall be this. Kinonje, Igijin, Kaz. Me, Kinonje, Anya Kinyung. You shall be known as a northern. A northern. That's where the name, the northern's name came from, is from the Umashuz's son in law. But he wanted to drown him and get rid of him. But he didn't drown him, he became a species of something else. He became a water species. He became a northern, a jackfish. This say e away e ka uchiwitiga yagnongum po the bishkogo e agi kagite kagita shikotati otngo egbo negwino uchipoeg owe ochio kai chigatek e ige yue ki atsukanigate yue ochio mi ma a owe o my shoes kagi jindikazot ka gwen ka shik ka jiwi shama gwen ne na oningonan ogi shingeni mana pche ogi pemeni man sago ka ogi shingen la mon ne otan sanchionabe man ne ka be go chaon mitash ka je kwenda mo gwen oe ke chiget oe che Chi wija matnio honingonan ima uwelcho. Mitashkaja kajite puesta gotingigo iga iga shusko chiwe inima iga shusko chiwe in uwelcho. Pochitashitashia inwe che che ain chik che che chik taku pininani goendogo. If shimshko pininange chik. Yeah, and Chickishi be so in notch. Tammy no be so aware, Kasusko be so demai. Kasusko chewin, we shusko chewin, O manongo. Ta take a sheep be so aware. Ogi nanio ningonan. But she gave a tak pin in the shakawe, he got manchik up in it. He got manchik up in it, my aware, Kasusko be so in. I should take a bit out, no, me got sure. Kitch again, Gaggy sheep is the skeget. Me guy got near an ingon. I mean, I am dumb away, me away all my shoes. Me can't dang it, me you. And got sabona, got sabona, he named dumb. Got sabona, oh, an ingonish. Tepesko, me got shake tongue away. Tepesko, open many matavia. Ish kitabachiton, it is quay. Ningon hitten. Ningonish, he gave it. So, me tashiwe, kaikit at Wayne and Dange. He such in Sabo, Nagaway, Gansa, away Ningonish. Tan Sabo, ma, a manji gopisotima. Suscoche be negomai. Awake chucho. Mitash ke get kajigagish kagish kagish ya wat tiktok manchi kupinat noen oningonan ugi manchi kupinan kajigishi tat ha mi say kanje bininan ningon ek chigishi bistani ni saki bisoin o ocho utinan ha ya gakche tak chigishi bisago geget tikon ne oningon Eget kaže nis se če bi natima. Ma ne ma či bi so. Mi go ne, mi go ta ne, a ne pa kam bisunet. Mi jo ne bi kang ima. Kaj ni go gi, kaj na na, kaj ni go gi bi sunet ima. Pa ne ima na mi indim. Mi jo, mi na en tanga vea av ma šus. O, a mi jo gi, Me yogin sabo nigga wenigan. Me yo kinsig. Kangabi in gold marcy. Owe the shingo in the mall. Owe here near King Yung. Me owe again isin hikazo in the nun, onigan. Kino shesaga isin hikaz, here near King Yung. So when the elders came there, that's what they said, that that area has its original stories. There's other stories involved in that, and like a lot of that area has beginning stories of the stories we tell, especially the painted rocks that we have there and the islands in the surrounding area. And that's what I did, was I sat down with a lot of elders in my time when I was a chief. I wanted to bring back our culture and language, and I wanted to learn and have others learn. And by doing so, we did create a lot of awareness in the area where our young generation became part of that, where they started to sing, they started to play, they started to become the area where a lot of people learned a lot of original songs from. So we had those young people trained to learn all these original songs that our elders sang out of Lac La Croix because of its isolation. And we had our first powwow there in 1981. We invited people from Minnesota and Manitoba, and they drove a long ways across the ice to come to our first invitational powwow, and we didn't even have a road. They went across the ice. So that's my little introduction about who I am and where I came from. So Lac La Croix is indeed a good little place to talk about its culture and its origin, and I know our elders.
Miigwech, Justin, for that amazing story and being able to hear that in our language and Gadu Ojibwe Muwininan is such a special privilege, and we're grateful to you for being able to share that with all of our listeners here in this session. I think the story that you told definitely speaks well to that very long-standing spiritual legacy that's in the earth here, in the waters and the trees and in the animals. And it reminds us that there's so much history that came even before humankind in this part of the world, and many of the stories that our old people would tell. One of the things that you had some opportunity to share with our students and with our community was about the different Awensiyug, or sometimes we call them Gidu Deminanig, our clans, and what the role and the meaning of our clans is in Anishinaabe life today. And I know one of the things that many of our people talk about is this very kind of complex spiritual order that exists, and the kinds of helpers that are placed on the earth to help guide, to help protect, to help look after Anishinaabe. So in that same spirit of that story, you know, connecting back to some of those first teachings, those first instructions, we were curious if you wanted to share anything else with our listeners and our community about the roles of our clans, how we can better work with those clan spirits to fulfill some of those jobs we were given to do here on the earth.
What I'll do is I will speak in Ojibwe first, and I will talk about the clans. The clans, we were told, were here first before the Anishinaabe came. So I'm going to talk about that in Ojibwe. Chibwatagoshing awe Anishinaabe mima I gimamu bi ityatung goe Anishinaabe buni ya akchigete Anishinaabe goe ki chibwawat awe tash ngoe gitu teminanik mima gimamu bi ityat ngoe gitu teminanik mita shiega ikitoat hanish kichigeng oe ni chibita go singa oe anishinaabe ega be otisigonan ikito goe ga ak kitu teminanik hanish kichigeng go ban chiwichi ang oe anishinaabe ge in cheat chibimate sitoma kitakiminan Ta be jigin sa noa, un jigi kita we, ki tu teminan, o be jig. Tu temin mga kosa go. Mi sa ne kitat, o e sa noongom, shkike, higa minanan. Se no chita geta we, a we, anishina be. Ka anishina, ni su ka te we, anishina be. Ni set go, ka atin Sketch goega ni ugateot, apche gishi kaptug, gishi kaug, un goega kap miseot, kaunanguigoniot, gishi seog. Kawin tautimasi oe, autakske asi, chitevi binatke, chatimat oe, 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 oe si, ka watumagita kiminaning, oe si, kashna gishi ka oe, oe si win. Kishi kaptu minobi misse. Anami intim gega yaot kishi attegeog, gigong. Kenege go kishi kamagat, kishi tao gego gichige attengoat. Oesiik. Mita shawea, awe, wetu temimango, kaiketat, oem shkeke. Igaminanan, uwe ge nongum, keb mochigaget, uwe nongum, ukapi mo etashiwe, uwe nongum, uwe apachituti emshkeke, migeishik, keishikskiat, chiawat, chinsati itag, keishamot, kanishna wisiniwin uwe, miginawind, henapatisingeginawind, Bishkogo, Chimino Matis at the way, Giminanan or Nishnabe, Pimatisin Giminanan, Mia Natisingin and Hesio to Temimang, Kinagin and Kibagitinanan or Nishnabe, Chimino Matis at Owe, Mita Shea Natsukas at the way, Awea are, Wet to Temout, Me Awe, O Minan Nishnabe, Owe, Pimatisin. Skate a good thing. Away no gum, capies, bacanishna. Can I gigi go, mino, eh? Enasina nagatenda monk. Minoisina nagatenda sing. Kizeship matising. Me no gum, when ship minisha monk, away. Away sanongum, kise otisin. Good thing, eh? Kagi batisivin, hechiga take no ungum. Migo manjinishi, eh, ship minisha among. Got think me essay. Meet a shiver and the shintiga take away. Hat so can o emskeke. Kagi mean in the anishinabe. Got think me away. Skill when ungum. O scare anishinabe. Gania what no. Gawing yabe. Tapach to see now, Emskeke, Oeche, Chinuch Tageot. Gotes, Oech nongum, tapach to now, anongum, Skewe, Kimi got the art and goeg nongum. Nay, Skewe born, Egmina, Nishinabeg. Me, Kaabatak, Emskeke, Ogiabach to now. Hey, Tesh, Ivegi, she say, where, Ichigayot away. Ogi, Kain yegi shiminasi of Chabach Tuat, Chinsawat non, which Anishinaben, which an oea Anishinabe. O where Chonji wissen it, Chonji bin up matis it. Chonji zagi atke new to teman. The biscota shiwe in Abachito in oe, Chinsat away, pe matis it, Anishinabe. Kibishkogo, kibap. Kibapine dan iwe, hejo tu temin, miye, he nat suka tig iwe. Miye, hejiga gi quet anishinabe oe, oe tu temin. Michoe natisit oe, hejiat sukas kitu teminan, kimini gonanye, minob matsivin. Amigo minik iwe, hejin damage an oe, hejo tu temit anishinabe, miwe, miwe, wanjim shikawe. when Jim Shikawea inga weg, it took them in on. Kimini go nan ye, Jim Shikawea ing. The clans, long before humans were here, our clans were here. And when the Anishinaabe, which is our people, when they were about to come to this earth, the clans got together and they talked about this. They says, how are we going to help the Anishinaabe? How can we enhance the Anishinaabe's way of life? How can we make the Anishinaabe's way of life healthy and better? So the one clan spoke up and he says that we will provide him the skills to hunt. But because he cannot run as fast as the four-legged animals, we will have to give him something. Because he cannot catch those four-legged animals, or nor can he catch the ones with the wings, or the ones that in the water that swim really fast. So we'll have to give him medicine. So when he has this sei, when he uses this bow or that slingshot, he will use this medicine to be able to capture these animals and use them for his food. And that'll be his way of providing to himself to be healthy, to live a healthy life. So that's what they gave him. So that's what the clans are here for. They provided the Anishinaabe a way of sustenance, a way of healthy living. But the story goes beyond that, because there's sometimes we don't live in a perfect world. So a lot of us, we stray to the becoming the not-so-perfect people. So we begin to abuse our privileges. And so the ones during the wars, we started using this medicine to capture our enemy and started shooting our humankind. And when we did that, we were abusing our privileges with what the clans had given us to use this medicine for. So we have to understand that. And this is part of our teaching to respect our clans. We have to respect this medicine that they gave us to hunt with and to provide our families and to give ourselves a healthy life. We have to think about our clans in that way, because they're the ones that gave us that strength to become that good human being that we are when we want to be. Miwe, our story.
That was a beautiful story. Thank you for that, Justin. Just helping us better understand not only the purpose of our clans, those clan animals that as Ojibwe Anishinaabe people we value and depend upon for our interrelationships, but also understanding a little of where those clans come from. And it's just so incredible to hear how even before there was Anishinaabe here, already our clans were readying themselves, preparing themselves, and making this place welcome for the people. And it really does fit into some of the things that you have shared with us about that larger spiritual order that exists in the universe that helps guide the people and look after the people. And I know you have talked about those as being the Manidug or the Adzukanug even, and their role in helping guide Anishinaabe along in the world. Did you have anything you would like to also share with our listeners about any of those helper spirits in the world and how we can pay attention to them to better do our work here?
Before I was going to share, yeah, last night was a little bit about the structure that I was going to talk about there, which is our creator, Mimisakwa. Our creator is at the very top, and he, my dad referred to him as Mimisakwa. And Mimisakwa is also a name which is also comes from another saying that our elders, when they talked about Mimisakwa, they used to talk about Apichisaga Koaishang, and it's a term they used where this, when you listen to this term, Apichisaga Koaishang, what this term means is that it's going to be challenging and the brush is going to be thick towards where we are going. And this is where the Creator's name came from, is to reach where the Creator is at. We're going to have to go through that. And when we think about the Mimisa Ko and the Apchisga Ko Ejang, we always think about the obstacles we face today and how hard it is to teach our culture, our language, how challenging it is for us to educate our children, because we have so much adversity, and this adversity is also something that this Apchisga Ko Ejang talks about. And we will overcome that according to the teachings. We will overcome that. But to get to that, we have to face that adversity first. And that's where the name Mimisa Ko comes from. And a lot of people maybe don't understand that sometimes. And it's an old name that goes back to about, the last time my dad heard about it was in 1935. And after that, he never heard no more elders talking about Mimisa Ko, because it is the residential schools in the area on both sides of the border that kind of discourage this, the teachings and the language itself. So a lot of it was forgotten. So he told me about this to teach that to other people or other, our brothers and sisters across the nation, that to revive that name, Mimisa Ko, because it needs to be revived. So that's why I'm sharing that.
Thank you so much, Justin, for sharing what you have here today. You have been so generous and so kind in those good things that you have allowed us to be able to think about here and continue to use in our lives. So on behalf of our production team here and our student organization, we would say to you in a good way, we thank you for all of this, and look forward to visiting with you again sometime. Miigwech.
Miigwech. On the next episode of Ojibwe Stories, Gaganuni Dida, we'll hear more of the conversation between UMD's Brian McGinnis and Justin Boji.
This is Ojibwe Stories, Gaganuni Dida. To listen again to past episodes of the program online, visit the programs page at kumd.org and click on Ojibwe Stories. Ojibwe Stories Gaganuni Dida is produced by KUMD and the Tribal Sovereignty Institute at the University of Minnesota Duluth, home of the Master of Tribal Administration and Governance, or MTAG, program, where students learn about leadership, law, sovereignty, and management from a tribal perspective. MTAG was designed by tribes for tribes, currently accepting applications for fall enrollment. More information can be found at umdmtag.org. Funding for Ojibwe Stories Gaganuni Dida is provided in part by the UMD College of Education and Human Service Professions and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.